Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
The 30th President of the United States, Calvin Coolidge, once said, "Nothing in the world can take the place of persistence. Talent will not. Nothing is more common than unsuccessful men with talent. Genius will not. Unrewarded genius is almost a proverb. Education will not. The world is full of educated derelicts. Persistence and determination alone are omnipotent." The slogan, "Press On," has solved and always will solve the problems of the human race. Have you ever wondered if all the time and effort you put into your local Right to Life chapter is worth it? You plan some community event and only a couple of new people show up. You plan a chapter meeting and the same 5 or 6 people attend. You circulate a petition and only collect a few names. You send letters to your schools and only 2 teachers respond. Sometimes we get discouraged and wonder, are we making a difference? The unequivocal answer is yes. Think about everything a Right to Life chapter does. Chapters educate people in their communities. Chapters lobby members of the state legislature and Congress to pass pro-life legislation or defeat anti-life legislation. Chapters reach out to schools, churches, and civic organizations with information that will persuade minds and hearts. Chapters educate their communities about where candidates stand on pro-life issues. Chapters encourage citizens to vote. Chapters help to collect names of new or previously unknown pro-lifers. Chapters raise funds for necessary pro-life activities. You may not convert 100 people at a time, but every activity you do will influence 2 or 3 people, and you will slowly but surely reach 100 people, then 200, then 300. In short, chapters are the backbone of the pro-life movement. It would be much easier to raise money and put a few ads on the TV, but that doesn't give your community the person-to-person contact that is so valuable in changing attitudes, getting people active, and bringing new people into the movement. After Roe v. Wade, many considered that the abortion issue was settled. For 4 decades, you have succeeded in making abortion the most relevant social issue in the country. Every candidate for president, Senate, Congress, governor, state legislature, and so on is expected to have a position on this issue. As NRLC Executive Director David N. Osteen, Ph.D., says, "Every woman that considers an abortion knows that someone, family member, friend, neighbor, coworker, thinks that would be the wrong decision." Your work has helped to reduce the annual number of abortions nearly 25% since 1990. More and more women are choosing life for their unborn children because of your efforts. Young people are growing up with a presumption toward life, as seen in the remarkably young crowds at pro-life events across the country. Polling shows that the Roe generation is far more pro-life than their parents' generation. The country is starting to awaken to the fact that older Americans and people with disabilities are not automatically given the care and treatment they need. The pro-life movement is alive and strong because of everything your chapter does. Your dedication and persistence is changing the way Americans think about life, from the standpoint of abortion and the unborn child, to those with disabilities facing the denial of life-saving medical care. Is what your chapter doing making a difference? Yes. Do you need to keep working to save those innocent lives? Yes. As President Coolidge said, "Press on." Together, we are making a huge difference in the lives of countless children. If you are not yet involved in your local Right to Life chapter, visit our website at www.nrlc.org/states for contact information for your state NRLC affiliate. They can get you in touch with the chapter in your area. If your community doesn't have a Right to Life chapter, consider starting one. You'll find valuable resource links at prolifeperspective.com.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.